Thank you. Wow, what a week. That was awesome, awesome week. And I just don't want to forget what God did. So, you know, we just on Tuesday, we just went back through again, just some highlights, different ministers, you know, that just spoke some things that I thought were so important. And I really believe this year was the strongest for Robert and I, just to hear from God. And he gave specific instructions to us this time, and I don't want to forget that. And so I'm just going to go through a few things, and Pastor, if I get too long-winded, you just tell me when to sit down. So I want to start with Pastor Bill Knott, some of the things that he said. He said, it's unpleasant when there is no unity. It's unpleasant. And you know what? The first thing that came to my mind was, any of you that have ever had children, I know Tony Haygood, you've never had this happen to you before, but when all of our family would be out, the boys were little, elementary age, and we'd be out in our family day and shopping and just having a great time, and then all of a sudden, about 12 o'clock, everybody just starts getting ornery, and you know, there's no unity anymore, and there's no fun. I mean, where's the fun day go? And I'm like, what is going on? I look at the clock. Oh, they're hungry. Their blood sugar's dropped. You know, we just need to go feed them for a minute. And so, you know, you go feed them, and then they're all happy again, and then there's unity. And I thought, you know what? That's just how we are. You know, when our spiritual food level gets low, we get ornery, and we just fall out of unity. So I just think that's really powerful. It's unpleasant when there's no unity. Pastor Bill Knott also went to Judges chapter 6, verse 13. Well, I'm not even going to give you a specific verse, but Judges chapter 6. And he was talking about Gideon. And I thought it's so good because I think so many of us can relate to Gideon, because God's view of Gideon was different than his own view of himself. And this is what God said about Gideon. He said, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." And then here's Gideon's view. "But my family is the least in Manasseh, and I'm the youngest in my father's house." You know, we all think, well, how could God use us? And why would he want to use us, you know? It doesn't matter what age you are. He can use little children. I've seen him use children. He can use youth, you know. He can use every age. And if we'll just remember and see ourselves as God sees us, then we can fulfill those things that God's called us to do. But Gideon learned the power of unity as he had started this journey, this adventure with God. And he had to battle through the fear just like we do. You know, what's funny is that I used to be a cheerleader in high school. That did not bother me whatsoever because I was in a group of people and I would just get out there and have all kinds of fun. But when I was in college, in fact, when I was in high school, I did everything I could to not have speech class. I never took speech class. Somehow I got out of it. And then I went to college and I needed an elective. And the only thing that was left was theater class. And I was like, oh my goodness, theater class. I don't like to even get in front of people at all. And I mean, it was so bad. I mean, the fear of people was to the point where I even skipped a class because they wanted me to get up in front of the class and do something I was not comfortable doing. But then I just have to tell you, after I did skip that class, Charlie, I realized I just wasted $300-something an hour. I will never do that again. So you know what? Fear makes us do a lot of crazy things. But if we would just put a draw on the Holy Spirit, put a draw on the Lord and his presence and his power, then we're just the vessels. You know, we just have to be the vessels for him. So Gideon, he was learning that. And so he had to battle the fear as he had to take down the altar of Baal and Asherah, and he did it by night so no one would see him. Some of us want to do that, don't we? We want to do those things in the night so no one sees. Another thing that Pastor Bill Knott said, this was really powerful. I've never thought of this before. He said, any question of leadership is disunity. Wow. Well, I'll just start out with God. If God ever asks you to do something and you start questioning him, you're in disunity with him. That's pretty powerful. You know, when pastor's up here and he's got a cause, he has something that he wants us all to get on board for, and if we question, well, why now, or why, you know, why are we doing this, then that's disunity. So, you know, that's a pretty big deal. So we're talking about the power of unity. He said, giants don't make you afraid. They reveal the fear inside you. Isn't that good? The giants don't make you afraid, but they reveal what's already there. So good. When you know God loves you, the fear will go. You know how many scriptures are in the Bible that say, you know, perfect love casts out fear. When you really know that you know that you know that God loves you, then you can just rest in that. He's not going to allow you to be hurt. You know, he's not going to allow you, he's just going to put a protective hedge around you. It's the love of God, and we don't have to be afraid. Then Pastor Greg Moore, you know, the first time when Pastor Nichols told us what the theme was going to be, all with one accord and the power of unity, the first thing that came to my mind was Psalm 133. So just turn there real quick. I know I'm not going to make it long, but it's so good. It says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. You know, there was a time when I got the real revelation of that, you know, about being under pastor, you know, as he's the head. And when the anointing is on pastor and we're in line with him, that same anointing pours out on us. So that's why I can stand up here today. I'm not standing in my own anointing. I'm standing in pastor's anointing, you know, the Holy Ghost anointing and the unity that's in the house. So we can all do that wherever we are, out in the workplace, wherever we are. We can flow in that same anointing if you're in unity with this house. Then Pastor Greg Moore, he talked about in John 17 how Jesus even prayed for unity. You know, as he was praying for the disciples, he said, you know, Lord, let them be as one, as I am in you and you're in me. So he prayed that as well. So, you know, Jesus knows the important things that were needed. Pastor Greg Moore talked about facilitating unity. He had so many good points. And I'm just picking, you know, the last half of the facilitating unity. He said, loyalty to your pastor. Loyalty to your pastor. Total commitment to the vision of the house. Love the people more than your own promotion. That's really big. Love the people. Wow, that's really what it's all about, is loving people, reaching out to people. And you know what? As you're faithful to do those things, then God is the one that promotes you. You don't ever want to promote yourself, because it will not be pleasant. Only God can promote us. That's the best way. He said commitment to the truth. And the scripture that comes to my mind is God's word is true. You know, when we just stay in the word, then truth is not a hard thing. If you have more of the word in you than you do what's going on around you, then it is not hard to be committed to the truth. Hallelujah. Another one Greg Moore said is place value on others. Place value on others. Team must pull together. I have one real quick little thing I want to do, Pastor, because I think a picture is worth a thousand words. So let me grab Mike and Christy and Kathy and Allison and James. And y'all run up here for just a second. I need some help. I promise I won't make you dance or sing. Let me see. Dan and Ashley, can y'all come up? And David, and let's see. Dave and Janet, y'all mind coming up for a second? Okay, Mike, take that. Now y'all just pretend. We're just going to walk this through. Like if we were having tug of war, all right? Get in the position. I want you to position. I really had that. There we go. Let me get behind you. It wasn't earlier. The rope is not in unity. You're right, David. We just command you to get in unity right now in Jesus' name. That's right. Okay, there we go. All right, now y'all take your end. Okay, y'all come in closer where you're closer to me. Come on in closer. Come in closer, Mike. Right here. Okay, so y'all just pull a little bit. Don't pull hard. Okay, So here's the perfect picture of disunity. One team is going that way. The other team is going that way. But so let's just say, let's see, we'll let this be the Holy Ghost team over here. Let's just say these guys are in unity with the house, okay? You know, they are 100% with the vision. I mean, they want to see signs, wonders, and miracles. They want to see, you know, the glory of God in this house. They want to go out and do the stuff. But this group over here, they're just maybe just a little lazy. Not that they don't love God. It's just they're being a little lazy. But then all of a sudden, Mike and Christy, they get the picture. And so they come on over here to the other side. All right. Well, this team over here, there's a little more power on this side now, you see? Okay, let's see. All right. Now, Kathy, you get the vision now. You come on over here to this other team. Okay, Allison, you're all hungry. Come on over. Well, sorry, James. You're just going to have to stay there. Okay, so you guys just walk backwards, just very slowly. Wow, this is the power team on this side, and poor James. But you know what? It's really not all so bad, because look, they're going to pull James right over here, and he's going to just get right in the flow. So he is not going to be left behind. All right, thank y'all. Thank you. That's it. You guys did awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, so this is the thing. That's what we're seeing in youth, Pastor, is we were at one of the meetings one night, and, you know, there's some youth that know how to press into God. There's some youth that are hungry. I mean, they're just tired of the same old, and they want more. But then there's some that their parents drag them to service, you know, and just barely get them in the door. And then guess what happens? They just fall right in. They just fall right into the power of God, and God's doing amazing things in those meetings. So that's a picture hopefully you'll remember about unity. All right, so then there's our pastor, Pastor Bob Nichols, who had some awesome things to say. He said, God's cause will keep you on course. God's cause will keep you on course. I think about message pastor ministered a long time ago, and he said, you know, remember, what are you doing this for? You know, why are you ministering to people, or why do you come to church, or whatever God's called you to do, why are you doing it, and who are you doing it for? If we'll just keep that cause before us, you know, we won't want to quit. We'll just want to keep pressing through. We want to stay in the unity. Pastor said, I like this one, take reverse out. Don't back up. Move forward. And I'm just saying, you know what? Going backwards is not an option. Reverse is just not an option. What is there to go back to anyway? You know, I think about the Galatians, and they called them foolish Galatians because they wanted to go back. Boy, when you've tasted the goodness of God and you have experienced the presence of God and you've seen signs, wonders, and miracles, there is nothing to go back to. You want to stay in unity. Then Pastor said, for a cause, you will die. That's pretty strong. But I have a book, it's called Jesus Freaks. And it's really just a bunch of stories about martyrs. You know, we're so blessed in America to be able to say the name of Jesus, to be able to carry our Bibles, to be able to pray for people openly. I went on a hospital visit just recently, and I've never had such an open door. You know, Pastor, a lot of times you go on hospital visits and they're just like, oh, okay, you know, they let you in, but they really aren't glad that you're there. But I went on one just this last week, and they were like, wow, you got here just in time. I was like, wow. They said, come on in. I mean, you have got some kind of timing, is what they said. I was like, wow, that's great. That's really nice compared to what I've experienced sometime before. Glory, glory. So anyway, we're blessed just to be able to do what we do. We don't have to, well, we most likely won't have to die for standing up for Jesus, but will we? Would we? That's the question. Pastor said, be willing to give what you've got. You know, I look over the audience right here, and there's, I mean, I know a lot of you, and I know, I watch you, and I see the gifts and the anointings that are on the inside of you. And you know, we just got to keep giving it to the Lord and using it for Him. And I see so many that work in the children's ministry right now, just looking across, scanning across. I see all kinds of people that help with stitches, and you know, that's an awesome thing. And I mean, that's just the way it works. It's just awesome. We just need to give what we've got. Then Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on Wednesday night. Well, I always love talking about the deep, you know, the deep waters. He said, encourage people into the deep waters to do business with Him, with God. Don't stay anchored in the shallow water. You know, there's always more with God, always. And there's been times where we've had some amazing meetings, just lots of amazing meetings, and just the power of God, the presence, and you're just like, how can it get any more wonderful? But then I hear the Lord say, just go a little deeper. Just go a little deeper, because you can never get to the bottom of Him. There is so, so much more out there that He wants to do in us and through us. So much more. Then Pastor Rodney Howe Brown said, don't just proclaim God's works, but follow through with the demonstration. You know, that's where the power is. You got to follow through with it. You know, you got to get that boldness to lay hands on people and pray for people. And we've got to just step out and do that, not in our own strength, but in God's anointing. He said, you have to do the ridiculous to see the miraculous. The Lord told me one time, He said, you know, sometimes it's just going to look messy. Sometimes our services in children's church just look a little messy. But you know what? God is doing something in their hearts and in their lives, because we've heard testimonies over the years, you know, when He's done that. So it's okay if it looks messy. Can God trust you? That's what He asked. Can God trust you? He also said, we are here for God's eternal purposes. That's the whole point. He said, pull out the prophecies and remind the enemy what God has said. You know, I do that. And I have a little book at home of prophecies that seasoned ministers, not just somebody off the street, you know, but seasoned ministers, and words that I know line up with the Word of God, words that I know are true, and I've put them in my book. And I can't tell you how many times that I've had to pull that book out, and I'll get it out, and I'll walk the floor, and I'll declare those things out loud that God has said, because the enemy will cause you to question what God has said, and we have got to know and pull those things out and just declare them again and again and again, just over and over and over. I mean, do it with purpose, you know, just do it out loud. Just walk through your house and just declare it. That'll keep you on track. We have to release what is on the inside. So good. And then on Thursday morning, Pastor Rodney said, only the Word of God will sustain, and the Spirit of God will keep you. And that's what I love about this house, because Pastor's always talked about how we have to have both, you know, the Spirit and the Word. He said, there's two banks to the river. And there's such a balance in this house. And we know that the Word of God is our rock. You know, it's our strength. And wow, just so thankful for the freedom of the Spirit of God to change us. Because without the Spirit, we can't have the revelation of the Word of God. So we need the Spirit of God to bring revelation to what we're reading. He said, go back to the last thing God told you to do. And stay with it until He tells you something else. We have heard that so many times from Pastor Nichols. He says to, you know, keep going back. Don't go to the next thing until you finish the last thing. And I know, you know, there's things in Robert in my life that we're still, you know, we're still believing God. We haven't seen the manifestation yet. So we just have to keep pressing the battle in that particular area. But God's at work and He's doing it. The word of the Lord stands true. Glory, glory. When you have a word from God, that's all you need. Pastor says you can go around the world with one word from God. Is that what you said, Pastor? Then there was Adonica Howard Brown. She had an awesome teaching on offering teaching. But she covered so much stuff So I only pulled a few things out, but I mean, there was a lot of good stuff in her teaching also. She said, God's blessings are going to overtake us. Remember what that scripture in Psalm 133 said, where the blessing of the Lord is? It's in that unity. So if you want the blessings of the Lord, you got to be in unity. And she said, they'll overtake you. She said, it's like they come from behind you and overtake you. You don't even see them coming sometimes. And the blessings just overtake you. And whoa, that's good. Surprise. So good. She said, people have to break free in their giving before they can break out in revival. That is big. People have to break free in their giving before they can break out in revival. And I can remember back into 93, and that was what was so amazing about the revival in 93 is that the church had no debt. Is that right? No debt? I mean, is that right, Pastor? I mean, a lot of bills that had been there in the past, but they were all taken care of during revival. Just money in the bank. I remember you saying that. Blessing comes from obedience, she said. This is one thing that the Lord just spoke to me. You know, unity is a very selfless place to be. Because when you're in unity, there is no place for selfishness. It can't be about you whatsoever. It's all about people. It's all about others. It's what they're going through. It's, you know, you'll see more victories in your own life, in your own family, in your own children, when you start reaching out to other people's families and children and people. Because, I mean, Robert and I have seen that, you know, with 20-something years in children's ministry. We've watched God take care of our family and our children, and it's been good. You know, I think back from last week, you know, there were so many that answered the altar call and so many that were encouraged, and we saw pastors just get so touched. I mean, several just, their doors were just blown off, you know, and I know they're going home stronger and better, and we all have a part of that, you know, because we're a part of this house. We are just as much a part of what they take back to their church, and then it affects their congregation, you know, and that goes on and on and on. I think we just get so tunnel vision sometimes about what God is doing that we don't see the bigger picture, but we're blessed because we get to be a part of what happened. So I think that's pretty much it, Pastor. I just, you know, what do we do with all that we heard last week? You know, we got to walk it out. And just don't forget, you know, God has a path and a plan for each one of us. Father, I just thank you right now that you are at work in all of our lives, Father, that what we received last week, Father, we'll just continue to run with it. Lord, we'll just continue to grow and to be in that unity, to be in that place, Father, that we need to be for this church to go forward, to do what you've called us to do and be who you've called us to be. Lord, we just give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Well, let's give her a real hand clap of